with a stable awareness, born of unisoul manasikara. Without this unisoul manasikara, which is the initial wisdom at the moment of sense experience, your awareness cannot stabilize. You will stir your mind, you will input the wrong content of consciousness. I explained just now. Then the like and dislike, the duality, all will arise. But when you have the unisoul manasikara, it will prompt you. Thing is just the way they are. You can be at peace. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Then sabbe sankara anicchang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe dhamma anatta. Then condition like that, things will be like that. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions beyond. So all these are wisdom way, including those that my teacher Achayantra has taught me, which I have shared with you all. Only mighty nature rolling by. He know you. He know me. So, we choose to accept everything as natural. These are very powerful wisdom words. So when we can have this wisdom, we can come to terms with the reality. We can accept whatever that arises, like the Buddha said. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions, the Buddha has taught us, mainly is the three right view. And most of it is connected to the first right view of karma niyama, law of karma. So now I read again, you will understand. With a stable awareness or mindfulness, born of unisoul manasikara, you can have more space between thought, leading to clarity of mind. Because when you don't stir, don't react, don't input the wrong content, then your mind has clarity. Most of the time it's quiet, still, silent, with the tranquility inside. And this is the meditative state, born of wisdom, born of understanding. Initially, this state may not arise that fast, because your awareness nature has not stabilized. In the form of meditation, it has not stabilized. In the daily mindfulness, it also has not stabilized. That's why you hardly feel the space between thought. But for those who have done it, developed the stability of it, then they realize they hardly think. Most of the time, they are just aware. They only think when they need to think, when they need to arise, to live life, to express things, to communicate, to share, and do all those things. Apart from that, they are most of the time aware, peaceful, beautiful, with the creative mind. Sometimes they can reflect, contemplate, and develop the better understanding of things. So this is what the trained mind, which is heedful, is compared to the untrained mind who is heedless, that thinks a lot. So this is the beginning of understanding the cultivation process and the training process.